نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Before we commence with the bayan on Laylatul Qadr or the Quran Sharif, just a few things about this durood and salam which we just recited. Those people who have been attending my programs, then they have heard many times my explaining to them that the fastest, speediest communication service which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got for His servants, for the believers in Him and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the service that is provided through the angels. That the moment they read durood and salam, the moment it comes out of their lips, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith sharif states, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةً سَيَّاحِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُبَلِّغُونِ مِنْ أُمَّتِيَ السَّلَامِ. That Allah Ta'ala has got angels that roam about the earth. They are just roaming about. For what? Just to pick up the salam, the durood salam, when his servant is reading. When some ashik of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reading durood and salam, then to take it and convey it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So and so, the son of so and so, conveyed salat and salam to you. Now look at this technology of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I mentioned once that I was sitting there by the Rosa Mubarak outside and watching the green dome. For the benefit of those who may not have heard it, I was sitting outside and watching the green dome. What a beautiful thing it is to sit and watch the green dome when the doors are closed. So I was in a deep thought, occupied, my mind was occupied in something, and this one doctor from Johannesburg was going past and said, Assalamu alaikum. So he disturbed my train of thoughts. I said, so, Wa alaikum assalam. He said, Mawlana, you look, seem to be in very deep thought, very deep concentration. What are you thinking of? What is the problem? What are you really thinking about? I said, no, I'm just watching the flights that are coming in to Madina Sharif from all sides. So he said, but no flight comes into Madina Sharif. Which flight you are watching? I said, Rasulullah Pak Sarasam has informed us that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got angels that carry the durood and salam and convey to him. So at this very moment, there are the flights of angels coming in from America, China, South Africa, Europe, India, Pakistan, any part of the world you can think of, somebody somewhere is reading durood and salam. Sometimes it is Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, so the person is saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes the person is reading in At-Tahiyyat, Assalamu Alaika Ayyuhan Nabi wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Somewhere or the other somebody is reading namaz, or there are people who read thousands of times durood sharif. So look at the number of angels that must be flying in, carrying the durood and salam of Nabi alayhi salatu, to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What amount of noor they must be. The noor of all those angels bringing that durood and salam, the noor of that green dome, the noor of Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the noor of all noor Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself. So although we can't see it with our eyes, but we believe more in what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said than our eyes. Our eyes can make mistakes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's farman and his saying, there is no mistake. So when we are reading, look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's technology. And in these days, it is not difficult to understand this technology. Then I explained to him, I said, at this very moment, if there are 1 million people, just as an example, if there are 1 million people who have got cell phones and they are in different parts of the world, and they have got 1 million family members in Madina Sharif. Each one is, at this very moment, he is making a call to that family member. So the person has just dialed. Within seconds, he is saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And the person in Madina Sharif is saying, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Now, if man whom Allah Ta'ala gave that small chip in his head can come up with such kind of technology, then if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that power to listen to the salam of everybody around the world, that is being conveyed to him, then what is it difficult for us to understand? ND400978, remove your car, you're blocking somebody's drive. So we should make it a habit of our lives to read Durood and Salaam. Every day read 10 times, 100 times, how many times we can read. This morning after Fajr also I mentioned the same thing. And then see that connection that you start developing and getting. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what favor can we do? His ihsan upon us is so much that we cannot do justice. And we do not have that kind of tongue to convey that salat and salam. We do not have that kind of heart. We do not have that kind of capacity that in accordance with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam status we convey salat and salam. Therefore we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, you convey it. Because Allah Ta'ala will convey it in accordance with His capacity. So that is why we read this durood and salam regularly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also our sisters who are listening over the receivers and all those who are listening over Al-Ansar. Tonight I'm not going to go into any detail tafsir of Suratul Qadr, explaining all the different hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to the virtues of Laylatul Qadr, because alhamdulillah, since the beginning of Ramadan, in many different bayans and programs, and I'm sure, although I don't have the time and I haven't heard, but I'm sure over the radio station too many, many bayans may have taken place with regards to the night of Qadr. So just to summarize it, the night of Qadr, if you have to take the hadiths and the ayat of the Quran Sharif, it is better than 1,000 months of worship, which is plus minus 84 years. So if a person has to engage himself in 84 years of ibadat, if he is fortunate enough to get Laylatul Qadr, then he has got the sawab of the ibadat of more than 1,000 years. How much more only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows, because He is the one that's going to give the sawab and reward. And one thing we have to understand, that sawab and reward, when we talk about it, it doesn't make very much sense to us these days, because we believe in rands, dollars, pounds and all euro currencies and other things. So there's no harm. In this world we have to transact with those coins and with those notes. But the currency of the hereafter is sawab, neki, blessing. That's the currency. The moment our eyes close and we go into the grave, the angels are not going to ask how much of rands, dollars and pounds you brought. You don't have to go through any foreign exchange bank before you leave for the grave to transfer that currency. That currency has to be taken whilst we are living and sent ahead. So the person, if he is fortunate to get Laylatul Qadr, then this is what he will get. Now as far as Laylatul Qadr is concerned, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself has mentioned this in the Quran Sharif, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Then we learn about the coming down of the angels. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he comes down with the angels. It has been mentioned about angels from Sidratul Muntaha. They all come in the company of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. They plant a flag on the Kaabatullah Sharif, on Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they disperse. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asks them to disperse. So they enter every home, factory, business, shop, ship, hut, tent, rooftop, garden, anywhere where somebody is engaged in zikr, tilawat, ibadat, these angels, they go and they shake hands with them. They say ameen on their duas. And that is the reason why the person gets emotional sometimes in this ibadat, in the night of qadr. If he has done a little bit of purification of his heart, then in the night of qadr, when the person is engaged in some ibadat, some zikr, some tilawat or some dua, then a sudden feeling overtakes that person. It's an experience. It is not something that you can put into words. But alhamdulillah, many, many people have recently been experiencing Laylatul Qadr. But even if we don't experience that feeling, we believe that the angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are coming to shake hands and make salam and make ameen on the duas. But those homes, again, which you have heard many times, in which there are pictures of animate objects framed up, then the person who is doing the framing, the person who is keeping those pictures, maybe one person, but is depriving the whole home of rahmat and barakat. Now these are the cars. Now one person wants to come out. 338-127-58998-252674. After this, only if there's some car blocking a driveway, then we'll announce. Others will sit till the end of the program, end of this program, then they can go. 338-127-58998-252674. Help him to come out. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's angels, now this is another great mercy and blessing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they're sending these angels. For weak ones like us, sinful ones like us, those pak angels are coming and making salam and saying ameen on duas. Then again, if you have to look at that ayat of the Quran Sharif, which we normally quote for Laylatul Barat, most mufassirin say that that ayat is actually for Laylatul Qadr. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in that ayat, Tanzeelul Kitab, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. And that Layla Mubaraka is Laylatul Qadr. If you have to put the ayats and the hadiths together, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. So from that we learn that it was the month of Ramadan in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. Then again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the night of Qadr. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. So you put the two ayats together, you reconcile them. That means Laylatul Qadr is in the month of Ramadan. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So then again, hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there are so many hadiths with regards to 21st, 23rd, 25th. But one hadith which is relevant to tonight is in which Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that whosoever stays awake the whole year round, then he will get Laylatul Qadr. So when this was reported to Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said no. What Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu really intends is that we should not be negligent, we should try and get up on other nights of the year too and make some ibadat. However, he says that, I swear that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th. The majority of the Sahabas, the Tabi'in, the Tabi' Tabi'in and the Awliya of the Ummat, their experience in most occasion of Laylatul Qadr was the 27th. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself did not pinpoint and say exactly it's going to be the 27th. For if he had done that, then there are many explanations as that why he did not do that. What would have been the condition of the Ummah if after knowing fully well that the 27th or the 23rd is Laylatul Qadr, but still they were engaging in all kinds of sins and vices and evil, then what would have been their condition? So it was a rahmat But again we learned from the hadith that he came out to inform, but because two people were fighting and arguing, so he said, I was made to forget. So that argument, that dispute, that quarrel, that fight became the cause of the ta'een, or the fixing of Laylatul Qadr not taking place. But again, it was a rahmat and a blessing. So just to summarize, as I'm saying, that this is what we learn about the angels coming down. So if we take that ayat of the Quran Sharif, then again it is mentioned there about all the important things, all the decisions that are made with regards to life and death and risk and everything else. So that list is given to the angels. Now those who say it is happening in the Laylatul Barat, then they explain it in a different way. And those who say that it is referring to Laylatul Qadr, then they say that in the night of Barat the decision is made, but the list is given in the night of Qadr, because the Quran Sharif was revealed in the night of Qadr. Then again we learn that it is a night of forgiveness, a night of mercy, a night of repentance, tawbah, istighfar in abundance. That the person must not be negligent, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens the doors of his mercy. Floodgates are opened. It pours in the Mubarak night. And our ulama and mashayikh have said that because of weak ones like us, if we take it that this is the night, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala out of his mercy will make it for us that night. I said one time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us 10 flights. That if somebody is told that there are 10 flights for Hajj, but you must make early booking, otherwise you are liable to miss that flight. Now if the person is walking around, visiting around, touring around, is not interested in getting his visas, is not interested in getting his injections, is not getting his passport, he is not making the preparation to catch that flight, then came the time for the first flight, but he was not ready, so the flight took off. Then the second one took off. Then the third one took off, but he's still not making preparation. Then when the 10th one takes off, he says, hi, I also wanted to go for Hajj. So these 10 nights that Allah Ta'ala has given us are the 10 flights. 6 are already gone. We are in the 7th one. And we don't know whether we'll be able to catch the remaining flights. And these flights are such that there is no reservation business. You can't say, I'm reserving from now for the 29th flight. In the worldly flights, you can reserve your seats in advance, and that's what you should be doing. But in these flights, you can't even reserve before time, because we don't know whether we will see that flight. So the opportunity that is given, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us this opportunity, we must make the best of it, because we have remained awake for so many other things. There is a wedding in the family, we remain awake the whole night. There's a mayyat, we remain awake the whole night. Somebody arriving from overseas to talk, we stay awake the whole night. So this 27th night is a very Mubarak night. So if we look at the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then there's so much of virtues, but at the same time there are warnings. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, indeed, there's no doubt that man qama ramadana imanam wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ زَنْبِ. And the last part of it is, وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ زَنْبِ. The person who fasts in Ramadan, the person who stands up for Taraweeh, for Namaz, for Ibadat in Ramadan, and the person who stays awake or occupies himself in Ibadat, Zikr, Tilawat, and he gets Laylatul Qadr. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ زَنْبِ. But he must have iman, and he must have ihtisab. That means he's looking forward to the rewards, and he's standing also with iman. So Allah Ta'ala will forgive his sins. Everything that he has committed, all his sins, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. But again, we must not misunderstand, as I explained this afternoon also, that the forgiveness of sins is one thing, And the fulfillment of the rights is a different thing altogether. Again, for the benefit of all those who are listening, thousands of them over the radio, and those who are here. This afternoon I was explaining that to become a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it does not take time. It just requires a few seconds and you can become the friend of Allah ta'ala. You can become the wali of Allah ta'ala. It does not require hours and hours. Just a few seconds, a few moments, and the person can be connected with Allah ta'ala. And how can that be? That means that a person sincerely repents that, oh Allah, from the time that I became of age up till now, every sin that I committed, I'm ashamed of it and I'm repenting. I'm asking you for forgiveness and I have no intention of returning to that again. I have every intention of staying away from that sin. So if the person sincerely repents, then Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah immediately. So that person has become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. If his tawbah is accepted, he's a wali of Allah Ta'ala. But now what does he do after that tawbah? That is the important thing. After making the tawbah now he must show that he was sincere in the tawbah. Now that is the part we neglect listening to. We hear the first part, Allah Ta'ala forgives. So then we say, yes, we shed tears too and we made a lot of tawbah. So everything is forgiven. It's just like the person, he was not making salat. So when he was not making salat, somebody asked him, why don't you make salat? He said, the Quran Sharif says, mustn't make salat. He said, the Quran Sharif, how can it be saying, mustn't make salat? He said, yeah, in the Quran Sharif, it's written there, wala taqrabu salat, don't go close to salat. He said, but what about after that, wa antum sukara, when you are drunk? In the early days, they were allowed to drink, but they mustn't make salat at that time. He said, but what about wa antum sukara? So he said, no, when the Imam Sahib was saying wa antum sukara, I wasn't there, I didn't hear that. I just heard the first part of it. So we hear the first part, must make sincere tawbah. But then after that, what should we do? So that sincere tawbah means that now must start making qaza for those namazes which have been missed, must start keeping those fasts which have been missed, give the zakat not paid, and anyone who has been caused any kind of harm or injustice has been done to them. Then ask them for forgiveness. Otherwise, even in this Mubarak night, the person is not going to be forgiven. How much of abuse is taking place of children, of wives, of parents? So much of abuse. But the person doesn't have the heart to ask for forgiveness. Whereas without that, the person is not going to be even forgiven in this night. So Allah Ta'ala will accept the tawbah, meaning that the sin of having missed his namaz, the sin of having not gone for Hajj on time, the sin of having stolen, the sin of having committed fraud, all that sin will be forgiven. The sin of having taken interest from somebody, that will be forgiven. But he has to return that money which was taken. He has to pay back that which was due. He can't just make tawbah in the masjid and think everything is over. He will have to ask for forgiveness or he will have to pay. Without that, he will not be able to get forgiveness. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you look at his hadiths, then this is what we get from there with regards to Laylatul Qadr. That person is the most unfortunate person who does not get Laylatul Qadr. Or there is Laylatul Qadr, but he doesn't make use of that opportunity to stay engaged in some ibadat, zikr, tilawat and dua. Then he is an unfortunate person. So the Quran Sharif was revealed in the night of Qadr. And tonight I just want to mention a few things about the Quran Sharif and terminate. With regards to Laylatul Qadr, as I said, that very, very briefly, this is what we have to do. That it is a Mubarak night. It is a night in which we must pour our hearts out before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Seek sincere forgiveness for all our sins. And we must believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very forgiving, is very merciful. No matter how far we may have gone, but Allah Ta'ala doesn't hold any grudge against anybody. I mentioned many times that if a person has committed plenty of sin and he has made sincere tawbah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't hold any grudge that last year you committed this sin and you're still asking me for forgiveness again. Allah Ta'ala doesn't hold any grudge. yes, man doesn't forgive quickly. That stigma remains. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He forgives. So it is a night in which the person repents. And as I said, whether the rights were of the parents, of children, of customers, of employers or employees, whosoever's rights were trampled upon, injustice was done, then forgiveness has to be sought from them. Even if that person is a non-Muslim, he was a non-Muslim neighbor, and we stole something from his house, or we troubled him, then we can't get away, we have to ask him also for forgiveness. It doesn't mean you can steal from a non-Muslim, or you can commit adultery and fornication with non-Muslim women. So Shariat and Islam is a very beautiful way of life. And that is why we are repeatedly listening to taqwa, taqwa. As a Dawud Ta'i Ramatullah Ali, he was asked to give some nasihat. So instead of giving a long, tall speech, he said, ittaqillah, fiya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Once this taqwa comes into our heart, and I don't know why for the past few days I'm repeatedly thinking of that hayat-e qalbi, that what is deen? Deen is the name of hayat-e qalbi, that the heart becomes alive, that is deen. And that is taqwa. That when the heart becomes alive, at present our hearts are dead. There's no life, there's no spiritual life in there. But when spiritual life will come in there, then our eyes will see correctly, our ears will hear correctly, our tongues will speak the correct thing, our hands, our feet will not do any action that is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. Then we are not going to steal, we're not going to commit fraud, we're not going to commit adultery, we're not going to abuse anyone. Why? Because the heart has come alive. There is taqwa in that heart. But if it doesn't come there, there's no khawf-e khuda there, then nothing will restrain that person. So the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, revealed as a book of guidance for the entire ummah and for mankind in this Mubarak night, the night of Qadr. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kalam, Allah ta'ala has mentioned in the Tawrat by way of explanation, analogy, that if somebody that is beloved to you, some brother of yours has to write a letter to you, and you are walking on the roadside, you are going along the road, and somebody comes and delivers that letter, and that person is very dear and beloved to you, I'm just giving an explanation, and after a long time you have received that letter, and you were very concerned also about that person's welfare and health and everything else, so what would you do? So you'll immediately go on the side of the road, you will stop, you will read that letter with great interest. Every word you want to read, you want, don't want to miss out on anything. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, is my kalam inferior or lesser than that? That your friend's letter is so important. But my kalam, which I have written to you, it's a long letter of 30 paras. You're not interested in reading it, understanding it. If your friend's letter is in a language that you don't understand, somebody made friendship with some Arab person whilst he was in Hajj, or with some French person, or some German person, and now that person wrote in that language, what would we do? Will we say that, no, forget about it because I don't understand it? Does anybody do that? We'll look for somebody who knows German, who knows French, who knows Arabic, to understand what's written in that letter. So the Quran, the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we find excuses that we don't understand. So if we don't understand, now there are so many tafsirs of the Quran Sharif which are authentic. We have Mu'ariful Quran, Ruhul Bayan, and so many others. And how long does it take to read one page of that tafsir every day? So we can't find excuses that we didn't understand. If a servant has been given some instructions, that you must do this, you must do that, you must do that. Now the servant writes it out, and then he frames it up, and then he keeps reading it morning and evening, but he doesn't do anything that he has been ordered. When the master comes, He says, whatever I ordered you, did you do? He says, no, but I framed it up and I used to read morning and evening properly with tajweed. That reminds me of that one person gave talaq to his wife. He gave 3 talaqs, but after giving the 3 talaq, now he wanted to find a way out. So he kept searching for somebody that can give him a fatwa that 3 is 1. Because like that we say we don't believe in Trinity. We say that's a Christian belief. But when it comes to talaq, we say we believe 3 is 1. How can 3 be 1? So he looked around, but he didn't find anybody. Then he found one Maulana Sahib. So then Maulana said, yes, I can give you a fatwa, but it's going to cost you a little bit of notes. So he gave it to him. So he said, you see, you don't know tajweed. Now, talaq, there's a qalqala on the qaf. And that I'm sure you never made. When you gave talaq, did you make the qalqala? He says, I didn't know, I don't even know what's qalqala. He says, yeah, then your talaq is not valid, don't worry. So here also, if this servant, he has to read that from the top to the bottom 100 times also. But he doesn't make amal on what is in there, then he will be punished. The ihsan and fazl of Allah Ta'ala upon us is this, that even if we read it without understanding, we will get blessings for every letter that we read. So we must not say that there is no sense in reading it without understanding. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's way of preservation of the Quran Sharif and to give his servants those nekis, says you read it because the kalam of Allah Ta'ala with love and muhabbat, you read it even if you don't understand it, you will get the blessings. But it is not revealed only for getting nekis and blessings. Taqon mein sajaya jata hoon, aankhon se lagaya jata hoon. Taqon mein sajaya jata hoon, aankhon se lagaya jata hoon. Taweez-e banaya jata hoon, dho-dho ke pilaya jata hoon. Juzdan harir o resham ke aur phool sitare chandi ke, phir itr ki barish hoti hai, khushboo mein basaya jata hoon. This lament of the Quran Sharif really touches my heart. That is exactly what we are doing with the Quran Sharif today. Keep it on the highest shelf. Cover it with the best juzdan. Pour itar over it. Make taweezes. Now all these things are permissible. But was the Quran Sharif revealed for all these purposes? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when wahi used to come, the weight of that wahi, it was such that if he was sitting on the camel also used to sit down. And if he had his head on somebody's lap, the person would think that his bones are going to crack. The weight of wahi was so much. And which place, different places, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is revealing the Quran Sharif. And as a guidance, as a book of guidance, how to use our wealth correctly, how to earn it properly and use it correctly, how to conduct our lives in a manner that is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A guidance for everything, guidance for our business, our economic life, our political life, our social life. There are pointers there are isharat there. That is the matan. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life was an explanation of the Quran Sharif. He was the best exemplar. So this year, we are saying, make this the year of the Quran Sharif, this Ramadan, where we get a kind of a interest in learning, in reading, in teaching, in propagating the message of the Quran Sharif. Because the solution to the problems of the world lies there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, what did they propagate? So the Quran Sharif Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed in this night as Hudal lil Alameen, guidance for the worlds, for the universe, for all. In another place, Hudal lin Nas, guidance for mankind. And in one ayat, Hudal lil Muttaqeen, guidance for those who are Muttaqi. So how do you reconcile it? That in reality, only those who are Muttaqi, they've got taqwa, they will benefit from the Quran Sharif. The others will read. It is a guidance, but if they don't want to take guidance, then you can't thrust it down their throats. As someone said, that isse pata chalta hai ki asal mein nas jo hai wo muttaqi hi hai. Hudal lin nas. Nas, the people. The true people are the muttaqin. There you can call them people. Warna baqi sab satyanas hai. Isse haqiqat mein nas hui hai, baqi sab satyanas hai. So it is a guidance. Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there will be fitnas. Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam informed him that there will be fitnas. So he said that what will be the way out of these fitnas? He said, Kalamullah. Kitabullah, that will be the way out. Different kinds of fitnas, we will have to hold fast to the Quran Sharif. Otherwise the person will be trapped in those fitnas. Shaitan and nafs will find way out for him. He will try to look for fatwas which will suit his taste. But the Quran Sharif will give him guidance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that it is by means of the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala elevates people. And it is by means of the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala brings them right down. Allah Ta'ala causes their decline, brings disgrace and humiliation upon them. بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ, with this kitab that is the book of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will cause elevation. And with the same thing, Allah Ta'ala will bring them down. That means if they make amal, Allah will give them elevation. Quran Sharif, one end of it is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala and the other end is our hands. The Quran Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that one end of that Quran Sharif is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And the other end is on this earth where we can catch on to that. And that ayat is so famous. وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast to the rope of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And it is said that that is the Kalamullah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed it in the night of Qadr. Now this Quran Sharif, last week there was a student that was completing the Quran Sharif. And I mentioned in that, on that occasion, that of the many du'as of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because tonight so many people are listening, so many hafizes of the Quran Sharif, that Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of the many du'as that he made upon the completion of the Quran Sharif, one of the du'as was, Allahumma arhamni bil Quran al-Azim. O Allah, have mercy upon me with the sadqa of this Quran Azim. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was always under the shadow of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. There was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being removed from the shadow of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy. But it is a lesson for us that why that we should be making this dua, Allahumma arhamni bil Quran al-Azim. The hafizes of the Quran Sharif, whoever is reading the Quran Sharif and making khatam, or at the end of the recitation, is asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for raham, for his mercy. I will be repeating something that I mentioned, but it is coming to my mind, why should I leave it? That if the person is moved away or moves away from the shadow of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, then even if he is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he'll end up in the cinemas, in the theaters, in the rave clubs, in drugs, in prostitute quarters. He'll be watching the filthy sites on the internet. And that hafiz of the Quran, sometimes he's got no namaz in his life. And until he was becoming a hafiz of the Quran, mashallah, one fist length beard. And then as soon as he completed, everything is gone. Why? Because the person has distanced himself. That rahmat shadow of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala under which he was, now he has moved himself away from you. So then the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. So again, if we want to be getting the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we have to distance ourselves from sins. So for the hafizes of the Quran Sharif, it becomes even more important that they must feel the weight of the Quran Sharif in their hearts. Allah Ta'ala chose their hearts out of the millions of people to secure this Quran Sharif, to protect and preserve this Quran Sharif. So it is not befitting of a hafiz to be in rave clubs and in drugs and in vices of all kinds. It has become so common, so common. You go to rehab centers, huffaz of the Quran Sharif. You go to rave clubs, huffaz of the Quran Sharif. You go to cinemas, huffaz of the Quran Sharif. Abuse of wives and children, so many hafizes of the Quran Sharif. Now what kind of barakat and rahmat will that Quran Sharif bring when this is the treatment of that Quran Sharif? Therefore again that beautiful poetry, اے مجھ سے عقیدت کے دعوے قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے, اے مجھ سے عقیدت کے دعوے قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے, یوں بھی مجھے رسوا کرتے ہیں ایسے بھی ستایا جاتا ہوں. That we make loud claims that we are the followers of the Quran Sharif, but we are happy and pleased with the laws that are not of the Quran Sharif. In our homes, in our business, in our marriages, in our walimas, in everything else, whose laws do we follow? In inheritance, how many of us are really concerned that we must only take that which is due to us in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah? If the person is getting a big chunk according to the Quran and Sunnah, then he will make a quick claim. What is my share according to Sharia? But if he is not getting a big share according to the Sharia, then he will fight at court that we must go according to the will, even though that will was totally un-Islamic. Someone said, Oont re oont teri konsi kalsi di. Camel o camel, which part of your body is straight? That is our condition today. So this night is a night for getting forgiveness of those sins that we have committed in the past, and to pledge that we are not going to return to them. Now that dua, if I have to start explaining, it will require 2 hours. So I will leave it at that. That ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make it, to give us his rahmat and his mercy with the barakat of the Quran Sharif. But just after that it is mentioned, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, waj'al holi imamam wa nuram wa hudam wa rahma. O Allah, make the Quran Sharif an imam, my leader. Now the imam of the namaz also we follow to the T. If he goes in ruku, we go in ruku. He goes in sajda, we go in sajda. So if we say that we must make the Quran Sharif our imam, then it means that we have to follow the Quran Sharif just like how we follow the imam. Now how are we going to follow if we don't know what is in the Quran Sharif? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his duas also are a lesson for us. If we have to discuss the virtues of the recitation of the Quran Sharif, making amal on the Quran Sharif, it's so much. But I have repeatedly mentioned, especially when there was a Quran Khatam Jalsa, that if you have to look at those hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every way it is mentioned that the person who acts upon it, with regards to hifz of the Quran Sharif also, man qara al Quran fastazharahu fa ahalla halalahu harrama harama. Then adkhalahu Allahul Jannah ila akhir. That the person who reads the Quran Sharif, memorizes it, then makes amal on it. That means he considers the halal as halal and the haram as haram. So if it's haram, he stays away from it, no matter how tempting it may be. Just this morning somebody gave me an article which appeared in the newspaper, in which some Muslim person is saying that he is entitled to a 40 million rand claim against a certain casino or whatever it is, because the machine was faulty, but he was entitled because 40 million was supposed to come to him. Now they are saying, or they're fighting at court and saying that no, that 40 million, he wasn't entitled to it, he wasn't eligible for it because the machine was faulty. But now the Muslim is making a bold and a loud claim for everybody to see and hear and witness that he is fighting for 40 million. Now this Muslim should think of that example which I always give, that even if you get 40 million or 40 billion, but for the Muslim, if it is coming through a haram source, whether it is interest or whether it is gambling or whether it is lotto or whether it is any other kind of haram source, then he must have that yaqeen and belief that he is getting nothing but pigs. If this person is told that, yes, all right, we accept that the machine was faulty, so we are now going to deliver 40 million pigs to your house, what would he say? The person will become disgusted. So that is how we must feel. Haram must be felt as haram. So the same with everything else. You rather get that one tumbler of clean, pure water than flood waters, drinking of which will cause bilharzia, because there are dead animals in there. And urine and stool and everything is washed. Water is plentiful, but it's not healthy. Everybody will say, don't drink that. There's a tumbler of clean, pure water, drink that. So this night is a night in which now the person seeks forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever sins he has committed, no matter how much he may have committed, but it is a night in which he seeks forgiveness and he makes the pledge that he is not going to return to those sins. Again, I have given this example many times, that we have in the masjid on a Jummah day, the masjid is full. Or at other occasions also, sometimes the masjids are full. Now the Imam Sahib is making dua, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfir lana. Now he's making dua. But at that moment also, that person has got the casino chip in his pocket. He's making dua here, but he's got that casino chip. And he's got every intention of going there after that dua. Or he has got an appointment with the illicit beloved, and he's got every intention of meeting her after that dua outside. So then what kind of a dua is that? This is the reason why our duas, we say, are not getting accepted. Because we don't have the sincere intention of giving up that sin. If we have a sincere niyat of giving it up, Allah Ta'ala will show us the benefits of our duas. So with regards to the Quran Sharif also, read the virtues of the Quran Sharif. As Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's kitab and so many others are available. So that we get that interest and that shock to read the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif, to propagate the Quran Sharif, because it is one book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is that book, the kissing of which is sawab, the looking of which is sawab, the picking up of which and with muhabbat and azmat is sawab, the reading of it is sawab, the teaching of it is sawab, the propagating of it is sawab, the writing of it is sawab. Everything is full of sawab and rewards. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's kalam it is. Read the incidents of the Sahaba Ikiram when they used to read the Quran Sharif. Read the incidents of the Awliya Ikiram when they used to read the Quran Sharif. Sometimes one ayat and the whole night they are stuck in that one ayat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, one whole night, just one ayat of the Quran Sharif. In tu'azzibhum fa innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi, so many others. One ayat whole night they are reading. So we have to understand that this Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed for our guidance. And Laylatul Qadr is a reminder of the revelation of the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif is the only book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with which you can challenge mankind and say that if you have evidence, bring it, produce it. We can give you little children who have by heart the Quran Sharif. One child of 4 years, there was a report of him by hearting the Quran Sharif. And children of 6 years and 7 years, there are so many. 30 paras of the Quran Sharif, not even understanding one word of Arabic, and they have by-hearted it. And even if the Imam of Haram Sharif has to make a mistake, that little child will say, you made a mistake. Now look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Kalam. Which book of Allah Ta'ala that was revealed, when it was revealed at that time, will say that it was authentic. But after that, which book is there that we say that hasn't undergone changes, alterations, additions? If somebody has to say, all right, bring a few people and tell them to read to us your holy book from beginning to end without a mistake, then the first question he will ask, which edition? Which edition do you want me to read? But they won't even be able to do that, because there are so many different editions in which changes upon changes upon changes have taken place. So let us appreciate this great gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The time is up as announced for dua. Otherwise there are a flood of hadiths that are coming to mind, ayat of the Quran Sharif, incidents in the lives of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummah, and in recent times, great Awliya of our recent times, how they used to read the Quran Sharif, what love they had, how they used to read 60, make khatam of 60 paras in the month of Ramadan. We're not talking about Sahaba's times. In two rakats, 30 paras, sometimes. Now all those things, we need plenty of time. But let us just terminate that this night is a night of great significance, great importance, great rewards. But it is intended for sincere tawbah from all sins and to engage ourselves in ibadah, zikr, tilawat and duas. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will also open the floodgates of His rahmat. So read Durood Sharif and we'll make dua. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اي میرے پیارے اللہ او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لوونگ کیئرنگ اللہ Oh, my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh, my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. If it had not been your wish to forgive us, you would not have given us the tawfiq and the opportunity to sit here and raise our hands before you. Oh, my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. You dearly love forgiveness. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that if she gets Laylatul Qadr, the dua that she must make, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afafu anni. O my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Therefore we are seeking forgiveness from you. Ya Allah, you yourself announce, is there anybody seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Ya Allah, we sinful ones are seeking forgiveness. From the time we became of age up till now, O my Allah, all the sins that we committed, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. We are extending our begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you and beg of you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending them before you. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins. Ameen. Forgive our minor sins. Ameen. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Ameen. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ameen. Oh my Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Ameen. Forgive the sins of our ears. Ameen. Forgive the sins of our tongue. Ameen. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Ameen. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ameen. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. If you are not going to forgive, then who else is there for us with you? Oh my Allah, there is no one else for us. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey mere pyare Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. There is no support for us besides your support. Our life is in your control. Our sight in your control. Our hearing in your control. Our speech in your control. Our heart, liver and lung in your control. Oh my beloved Allah, you could have seized us there and then when we committed sins. You could have brought about embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace upon us. But oh Allah, how merciful you are. How tolerant you are. That in spite of all the sins that we were committing, you kept on giving us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads. Ey mere Allah, tujhe sa pyara khuda koi nahi. Tere siwa koi hai hi nahi. There is no one besides you, O my Allah. Ey Allah, because of our sins, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat from us, then my Allah, you tell us, which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there that we can go and beg? Ey Allah, before whom can we extend our hands? Ey Allah, tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Ya Allah, you are the only one that can forgive sins. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make qaza of the namazes that we have missed. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah. And after accepting our tawbah, O Allah, give us the tawfiq to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due. If we have caused any injustice and harm to anyone, Ya Allah, give us the strength and the courage to ask them for forgiveness. Ya Allah, if we have taken anything that does not belong to us, if we have, O Allah, taken anything that belongs to someone else, then, O Allah, give us the tawfiq to return that which we have taken. Allah, give us the tawfiq to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due. Amen. Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, this Mubarak night is for purification of our hearts. Ya Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Ya Allah, our hearts have become dirt bins. We have filled our hearts with malice, with pride, with greed, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. Ya Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Ya Allah, if we have a guest that is going to visit us, and he's a respectable and an honored guest, Ya Allah, we would not like to make him sleep in a room in which there are dead bodies that are lying around. Ya Allah, that guest will not sleep in a room in which there are carcasses of animals, dead animals, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we have got dead rats and dead cats and dead monkeys in our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, the sins of pride and arrogance and envy and jealousy is worse than that. Ey mere Allah, but who can purify us besides you? Ya Allah, how can you come into such hearts which are so filthy and dirty? But Ya Allah, you are the only one that can purify this heart. And tonight we are seeking from you such purification. Oh Allah, give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Allah, give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Oh Allah, give us the hearts that you gave to the sahaba-i kiram. Give us the hearts that you gave to the tabi'een and tabi' tabi'een. Give us the hearts, O Allah, that you give to your awliya. Ey mere pyare khuda, hame paak, saaf, shaffaf dil ata farma. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma. Ey Allah, hum bohut hi gandhe hai. Hum bohut hi napaak hai. Hum bohut hi khatakar hai. Hum bohut hi gunegar hai. Ey Allah, hum siyakar hai. Hum mujrim hai. Hum sab kuch hai bandhe magar tere hai. Ey mere Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum gandhe jaye kahan. Ya Allah, where do we sinful ones go? Where do we dirty ones go? Oh Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat. Have mercy upon us, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, we don't want to return to those sins again. Nafs and shaitan, they want to drag us into the fire of Jahannam. Nafs and shaitan want to bring humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us. Ya Allah, throughout the world we are suffering because we have distanced ourselves from you. We have distanced ourselves from deen. We have distanced ourselves from the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, we are indulging day and night in vices and evils and sins. But oh my beloved Allah, it is a night of forgiveness. Ya Allah, make the decision of forgiveness for us. Allah, ab to tu faisla kar le. Mere Allah, make the decision of forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, make the decision of forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction in our lives. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your recognition, oh my Allah. Bless us with your qurb, oh my Allah. Bless us with your closeness, oh my Allah. Bless us with your muhabbat, oh my beloved Allah. Bless us with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the ishq of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Fill our hearts with the noor of khidmat of and service of creation. Oh my beloved Allah, give us such a bond with you. Give us such a bond with you. Oh my beloved Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from him. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Ya Allah, distance us from the road that goes to Jahannam. Distance us from the road that goes to nafs and shaitan. Ay mere pyare Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my most compassionate Allah, oh my most loving Allah, oh my most caring Allah, oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Do not test us in this world, oh my Allah. Do not test us, oh my beloved Allah. We are not worthy of being tested, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Oh my Allah, we are spiritually sick and physically ill. Mere pyare Allah, we are spiritually sick and physically ill. Ya Allah, cure us of all our ailments and diseases, our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters and anybody in the ummah, whether they are in their homes and they are sick, Ya Allah, give them cure. Ameen. If they are in the hospitals, give them cure. Ameen. Wherever they may be, give them cure. Ameen. Oh Allah, those who have been detained and arrested and imprisoned, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, create the conditions for their release. Ameen. Oh my beloved Allah, create the conditions for their release. Ameen. There are so many, oh my beloved Allah, that have been detained unjustly. Oh my Allah, in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Oh my beloved Allah, we are hearing that negotiations are now taking place. Ya Allah, create the conditions for their release. Ya Allah, in most difficult conditions they are passing their times. But they haven't given up their iman, oh my beloved Allah. Ay mere pyare khuda, wherever in prisons they may be, oh Allah, create the conditions for their release. Ay mere pyare khuda, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, Ya Allah, give them plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove the difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, save us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. Ay mere pyare khuda, why should we go towards any haram when your treasures are unlimited, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are the cause of our own problems. Ya Allah, we are the ones who have changed your rahmat and mercy from our homes. Oh my beloved Allah, we have brought so much of filth into our homes, so much of filth into our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, as a result we are not experiencing that rahmat, that sukoon, that contentment, that satisfaction. Ya Allah, when our homes are on interest, when our carpets are on interest, when our curtains are on interest, when our furniture is on interest, when even the food we buy on budget accounts and on interest. Oh my beloved Allah, when everything is on interest, then how can there be mercy and rahmat, O my beloved Allah? Ya Allah, give us the realization. O my Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. Ya Allah, hum sharminda hai. Hum sharminda hai, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, when a person is arrested, then he covers his face. When he is being taken to the courts, O Allah, he covers his face with his jacket or with a towel or with some cloth. He does not want anybody to see his face because he is feeling ashamed. Ay, mere Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, in the presence of billions of ummatis, when we are going to rise, O my beloved Allah, then, O my beloved Allah, how ashamed we will be if we have to rise with those sins that we committed. O my beloved Allah, we have heard from your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the person will rise in the condition that he died. O my beloved Allah, therefore we are pleading to you, we are begging you, O my Allah, that don't let our death come in a state that you are displeased with us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, O my Allah. Don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us, O my beloved Allah, at some prostitute quarters. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouths. Don't let the angel of death find us with a bottle of wine in our hands. Oh my Allah, when we are watching the porn sites, we don't know if the angel of death is going to suddenly strike. Oh Allah, when we have the filthy magazines in our hands, or when we are popping drugs in our mouths, we don't know whether the very next second the angel of death is going to strike and the soul is going to be extracted from every part of our body. Oh my Allah, what a kind of death that will be, which will cause embarrassment to the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are asking you that when the time of our death comes, oh my Allah, take us to Madinah Sharif. Ya Allah, take us to Madinah Sharif. And at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah on our lips. Oh Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, let our souls come dancing towards you. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of Rahmat blow over Jannatul Baqi, we too may be forgiven. Ay mere pyare Khuda, hum bahut gunahgar hai, lekin tu to Rahim hai. Ay Rahim, raham farma. Ay Kareem, karam farma. Ay Ghaffar, maghfirat farma. Ay Ghaffar, maghfirat farma. Ay Ghaffar, maghfirat farma. Ay Sattar, Sattari farma. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with good health. Bless us with long life. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Oh my beloved Allah, give us barakat in our businesses. Give us barakat in our homes. Give us barakat in our family. Give us barakat in our children. Give us barakat in our wealth. Give us barakat in our time. Give us barakat in all the bounties that you have blessed us with. Oh my Allah, do not snatch away the bounties because of our sins. Ay mere pyare Allah, don't snatch away the bounties because of our sins. Ay mere pyare Allah, ay mere Rahim Allah, you are so forgiving, so merciful, so kind, so tolerant. Ay mere Allah, no matter how much we may have distanced ourselves from you, no matter how far we may have gone from deen, no matter how much we may have indulged in sins, but oh Allah, even if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, oh my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ay, mere Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks. They blow up huge mountains, O Allah. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? Mere Allah, your ocean of forgiveness is so vast, that just one drop is sufficient to wash away all our sins. Mere Allah, ab to hamare haal par raham farma. Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Ya Allah, those children who have gone on to drugs and drinks and vices and evils, those who have begun to abuse their parents, Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. But oh Allah, give hidayat to the parents to give them the proper upbringing and to create the environment in the home which is conducive for the proper upbringing. Ay mere pyare Khuda, give the parents the tawfiq to give them the proper upbringing. But unite the hearts of parents and children. Oh Allah, give the children the love of their parents. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of wives and husbands. Unite the hearts, oh my Allah, of husbands and wives. Give the tawfiq of the husbands to fulfill the rights of their wives and the wives to fulfill the rights of their husbands. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, the ummah is suffering everywhere in the world. Ya Allah, that ummah for whom my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried so much. That ummah, oh my Allah, for whom he was tortured. That ummah for whom he was stoned in Taif so much that his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Oh my beloved Allah, if our beloved child has to bleed because someone threw a stone at our beloved child, Ya Allah, we will pull the trigger. But oh Allah, how the angels must have watched. Ya Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being stoned. And his Mubarak blood, one drop of which is more precious than this world and the hereafter and everything that it contains. Ya Allah, so much of it flowed for the sake of Hidayat and this Ummah. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Uhud. He was stoned on so many occasions. 3 solid years he was ostracized and boycotted in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. The time came when they had to chew the leather for survival. They had to chew the leaves of trees for survival. Ya Allah, you could have sent dastarkhans from the heavens. But Ya Allah, the sacrifices were being made for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayer. Ya Allah, when he goes into sajda in the Haram Sharif, where we make tawaf and sajdas with such ease and comfort, Ya Allah, intestines of animals were placed on his back. His beloved little daughter used to say, oh my beloved father, why are they doing this to you? Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation for those sacrifices. Ya Allah, in Madina Sharif, a few meters away from the Haram, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that the filthiest of films can be watched in those hotel rooms, the filthiest of music can be heard, the filthiest of magazines and newspapers can be read. Makkah Mukarramah, a few meters away from the Haram, in the foyers of the hotels, the filthiest of films are being seen. Ya Allah, that Nabi of yours, who's cried and cried and suffered so much for the Ummah, how much of pain and suffering we are causing to him. Ya Allah, when he is informed that Ummah for whom you shed so much of your tears, and for whom you were tortured so much, and for whom so much of your blood flowed, that ummah is filling the discos and the rave clubs and the casinos. Oh my beloved Allah, in his time the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused him injury and pain. Today we are the cause of his injury and pain. But oh my Allah, we are ashamed. We are ashamed, oh my Allah. Tonight we are pledging that we are not going to return to those sins. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left for us a beautiful deen. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to practice on this deen. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our family members, our neighbors, our society. Mankind, oh my beloved Allah, whether Muslims or non-Muslims. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from adultery, from fornication, from stealing, from fraud, from gambling, and from all sins and vices, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one that can protect. We are being lashed by fitnas and storms of fitnas from our right and our left. Fitnas from in front of us and behind us. Fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. Oh my beloved Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Mere Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Ya Allah, agar tu ne hifazat nahi ki, to mere Allah, ab barbaad ho jayegi. Oh Allah, if you are not going to protect us, we will be destroyed. We will face destruction in this world, destruction in the qabr and in the akhirah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of this world and the akhirah. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering everywhere in the world. Ya Allah, open the eyes of the non-Muslims and the disbelievers to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Ya Allah, we are the cause of them not understanding what true Islam is. Our actions and our deeds, O my Allah, are preventing them from coming into the fold of Islam. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam also give them hidayat. Give them guidance, O Allah. Ya Allah, let them understand the beautiful deen of Islam. And O Allah, accept the beautiful deen of Islam. Amen. But if they have made up their minds that they will never ever accept, and they become obstinate, Ya Allah, and they have made up their minds that they will cause destruction to Muslim life and property. They will rain their bombs upon innocent women, children. They will rain their bombs upon innocent believers. Then, O my beloved Allah, you too shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Cause flood waters to destroy them. Ya Allah, send the typhoons and the tornadoes against them. Cause the planes to crash, O Allah. Cause the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Assist the Mujahideen of Islam. Assist the Mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, especially in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in all parts of the world, O Allah, where injustice is being done, O my beloved Allah, then assist the Mujahideen of Islam. Ey mere pyare Khuda, give us also the tawfiq and hidayat to conduct ourselves in the manner befitting a Muslim. Ya Allah, give us the life of a true Muslim. Ya Allah, bless us with those akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless us with the beautiful character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, bless us with the qualities of generosity, of kindness, Ameen. Of sympathy, of love, of affection, of tolerance. Whether it is, O my beloved Allah, a Muslim or a non-Muslim, give us the tawfiq to have sympathy, love Ameen. And affection. Ey mere pyare Khuda, humare haal par raham farma. Ab to humara ban ja, aur hume apna bana le. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. O Allah, if you are not mine, nothing is mine. And if you are mine, then everything is mine. Then my children will be the coolness of my eyes. Ameen. Then my business is going to give me barakat and blessings. Ameen. Then my home will give me comfort. But O Allah, if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Everything will work against us. Everybody will be disobedient to us. O my beloved Allah, hamara banja. Koi mujhse puche main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua maangta hu. Oh Allah, day and night we are making this dua that you become ours and make us yours. Now make the decision, oh Allah, to make us yours. Hamara ban jaye mere khuda aur hame apna bana le. How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Hey Allah, how long are we going to use your very ni'mat for your disobedience? How long are we going to use the great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience, the great ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience, the great ni'mat of speech for your disobedience, the great ni'mat of wealth for your disobedience? Allah, tonight make a decision for us. Allah, we want to become yours. Ya Allah, give us some taste, O my beloved Allah, of your qurb and muhabbat. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. He begged and he begged and he begged for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 glorious shining stars. Ey Allah, each and every one of them had a purified heart. Ey Allah, how much duas he made for us on those occasions. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, mere pyare Nabi ne mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ne, ey mere Allah, mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, Hatim ke andar namazein padh kar jo manga tha, oh Allah, the duas that he made in Hatim, the duas that he made under the mizab rahmat. And then he attached himself at the Multazam, that masoom, sinless Nabi of yours. He is attaching his chest against the Multazam wall. and oh Allah, with his hands raised above his head, and he's tearing until his ihram becomes wet with his tears. Ya Allah, for whom was he tearing? For whom was he crying? For whom was he begging? Ya Allah, how much he cried for us. Ya Allah, behind the Maqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made, the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made, oh Allah, in Mina, and in Arafat from Zuhur till Maghrib, that Masoob, sinless Nabi, how much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, in Muzdalifa, all what he begged for us, all the goodness that he asked for us. Oh Allah, bless us with that goodness. Ameen. Bless our wives and children with Ameen. That goodness. Bless our family members Ameen. With that goodness. Bless our grandchildren with that Ameen. Goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. Ameen. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ameen. Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, those who are searching for marriage partners, bless them with good marriage Ameen. Partners. Those will be a protection for them against sin. Those who will be able to fulfill their rights. Oh my Allah, those who are searching for marriage partners with them, male or female, Ya Allah, bless them with the best of marriage Ameen. Partners. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires in the hearts of those who are here or listening over the radio, or listening over the receivers. Ya Allah, those who have raised their heads and they are listening, there are so many desires, aspirations that are in their hearts. We haven't been able to beg of everything. Ya Allah, whatever good desires are in their hearts, fulfill those desires. Ya Allah, aaj raat unki nek muradon ko pura kar de. Ya Allah, pura kar de. Ya Allah, those students are writing examinations, give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Save them from the fitnas at the schools and colleges. Hey, mere pyare khuda, bas aaj raat to hame bakhsh de. Allah, hum kamzor hai, zayif hai, himmat nahi, quwwat nahi, taqat nahi. Ey Allah, hum thak jate hai, hum mangte mangte thak jate hai. Ey Allah, tu dete dete nahi thakta. Ey Allah, now make the decision to open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat which are pouring at this moment, O Allah. Ey Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Let those rains of rahmat wash away the filth from our hearts. Ey Allah, let the rains of rahmat which are pouring at this moment wash away the filth and dirt from our hearts. Ey Allah, give us such qurb of yours this very moment, O my beloved Allah. Ey Allah, ab to hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, before the time of our death comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, before the ghusl of mayyat is given to us, before the water of mayyat is poured over our dead body, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of pouring the water of tawbah above our hearts. And before we are wrapped up in the garment of kafan, to rise no more. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to put the garment of tawbah above our hearts, the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Allah, the day is going to come when our tongues will be silenced, our eyes will see no more. Ya Allah, the rings will be removed from our fingers, the watches will be removed from our wrists. If we are wearing tight-fitting clothes, they'll be sliced with the scissors. Allah, the tongue which used to wag so much and cause so much of injury and pain to others, the abuse that used to take place with our tongues and with our hands. Oh my beloved Allah, now those hands will move no more. The tongues will move no more. The feet will walk no more. Allah, we will be turned right and left. Allah, we will be turned right and left. Oh Allah, our janazah will be carried to the grave. We'll be put away into some grave. Oh Allah, the light of the grave is the amal of this world. Ya Allah, we have no actions and deeds that will light up our grave. Ya Allah, therefore forgive us totally. Ameen. Ya Allah, make our sakarat easy. Ameen. Ya Allah, save us from the pangs of sakarat. Ameen. Save us from the azab of qabr. Ameen. Save us from the azab of hasha. Ameen. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning. Ameen. And enter into jannat without reckoning. In the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Allah, in the company of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cause us entry into jannat without any reckoning. میرے اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں قبول فرما، جیسے بھی ہے ہم اللہ قبول کر لے، اے اللہ قبول کر لے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو تو راضی کر دے، اے اللہ ہمیں سچی توبہ کی توفیق دے کر رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو راضی کر دے. اے اللہ یو بیکم پلیز ود اس، اے اللہ ہمیں تیری رضا چاہیے، اے اللہ تیری رضا چاہیے. یا اللہ وی ہیو دا ویک امنگسٹ اس، وی ہیو دا سک امنگسٹ اس، وی ہیو دا فیبل امنگسٹ اس. We have little children masoom amongst us. We have the old with white hair amongst us. Oh my beloved Allah, you have mercy on all these type of people. Therefore Allah, open the doors of your mercy for us. Give us the tawfiq to spend the remaining nights and days of Ramadan correctly. Ya Allah, accept the tilawat, the zikr, the ibadat that we made. Allah, tu hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana. ان اللہ وملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللہ accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Whoever is doing the work within the parameters of sharia, ya Allah give them ikhlas and accept the works of deen. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. لا ترى فضل ترى شكر ترى إحسان يا الله رب کریم ہے، رب کریم ہے. یا اللہ یو میڈ اٹ پاسبل فار می، ادروائز اٹ واز امپاسبل. یا اللہ تیرا شکر ادا نہیں کر سکتا میرے مولا، تیرا شکر ادا نہیں کر سکتا. تیری بے پناہ رحمت، تیرا بے پناہ فضل میرے مولا، ہم گندوں پر تیرا کتنا احسان، کتنا فضل. ہماری طرف سے گناہ پر گناہ اور تیرے طرف سے اللہ احسان پر احسان. ہاں میرے اللہ، ہاں میرے اللہ، ہاں میرے اللہ، اب تو رحم فرما لے، اب تو رحم فرما لے اللہ. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.